I'm joined by Ross, who's been on the Tunisia-Libya border for the past 3 days. What's the situation like at the moment?
It's a very chaotic situation right now. There are probably Egyptians trapped tight against the border crossing, no man's land between Libya and Tunisia. And then on the other side, people will get to have a further transport back to Egypt or to Tunisia or where they were going. But in fact, there are thousands of people so far. Some of them have slept a night or two out in the open. There are also people from places like Bangladesh, from other countries who are having problems moving on because they don't have any diplomatic representation. So what the Red Cross is doing alongside the local Red Crescent, Tunisian Red Crescent, is port to them when they get across the border. Sometimes it's we have to stretcher people across the border because they've been hurt or feel faint after the crush. We're giving water, aid, helping bags, and generally trying to provide some comfort for people. But last night, for example, we bought 1,000 blankets almost from the side of the road to keep the people warm at night because it gets very, very cold at the border crossing.
People sort of losing patience with the situation?
Yeah, certainly there were some demonstrations today, and people on the border are very frustrated because they've been in for quite a long time. Generosity of the local community can continue. They didn't expect to have so many people with them for such a length of time. But so far, there have been good relations, and we have benefited from donations of food and blankets and water from local companies and local people.
There have been some reports that some migrant workers from other Afghans have been fleeing Libya because of that. Have you come across any stories about that?
Absolutely. I met a guy from Ghana who had to flee for his life by the Libyan police for 3 days while he made his escape. I also met some contractors from Mali and a guy from them because of night because they are worried that they might be mistaken for mercenaries.
And what's the priority? I know the British Red Cross is launching an appeal today. What is the priority for you guys at the moment?
It's shelter, that's to say blankets and somewhere safe for people to sleep. There is a tent site being put up right now by the UN along with the Tunisian Red Crescent. That will help to take the strain off a bit. But a continued supply of water, basic medicines, and also sanitation is going to be a problem. There are very few toilets around, and those that are completely full. So sanitation may well be a problem.
And are you expecting more people to come to the border in those coming days?
Well, best estimates are there's 500 to 1,000 people coming, and that hasn't really let up in the last 20, 36 hours. And we've also heard there are 20 to 40,000 Egyptians obviously waiting to come through. So it does look like this is going to go on for a while.